Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to say I think you should not shy away from paid social support, even in these lean times and as brands have made cuts. I think this is such an inexpensive, efficient, and effective way to get your marketing messages in front of the right people, and you're really leaving a bunch of clubs in the golf bag if you don't have access to that capital to deploy against some of your best content. That doesn't mean you need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. It just means not so binary. Definitely spoken to brands recently, understandably so, that are having a rough year. They're trying to keep things lean. They maybe had some layoffs. They're still spending a lot of time with agencies. They're spending a lot of time on social and messaging and constructing things. They're putting out content, and then they're frustrated with their own efforts, with the team that works for them, or the agency partner like Circle, that they're not seeing a lot of organic views and engagement. On Meta, and what we're starting to also see on TikTok, is there's some real benefit for pay to play. And pay to play is not a dirty word. It is not a bad thing. Pay to play is saying, listen, we've created this ecosystem. We have a community. We have these users. We can break them down by user type. And we have a lot of different ways to target. And you should take advantage of those ways to say, you know, I want to target vegan moms who live in Florida and maybe shop at Publix with my message. A little bit of dollars, a little bit of funding, and a little bit of tactical strategy type stuff that goes into paid social goes a long way. Putting it up and then saying, man, I'm frustrated. Like, we spent all this time on this great UGC asset with a partner or a creator, or we used studio time to create this wonderful motion graphic or stop motion asset that is great and we love it, but no one saw it. It got like very little views and it got like no engagement. That's because you posted on an Instagram feed post and it's not going to reach anybody without paid social support. So I think you should really try to dig deep into some funding. It could be $10, $20 a post, and it could be just on some of your posts. But when you have key messaging like who we are, why does it matter, where to find us, you have to have some paid social support for Meta for sure, and potentially for TikTok as well, based on the data that we're seeing, to make sure that that content that you spent all that time on, that does heavy lifting for you, has the ability to do the heavy lifting, and that's by riding the wave of paid social support. If you completely cut off all paid social support, you are not going to see reach, views, and engagement like you're hoping for. Now, if that's a business decision that you have to do, maybe for the short term until Q4 or until new funding opens up, or even until 2024, as you keep things lean and try to stay in business, that's one thing. But if you're also at the same time wondering why and scratching your head around why you're not getting the views on your social efforts, then you're going to be frustrated, because that's not going to happen without paid social support. So I'm advocating for brands to think about their social strategy over the next 4.5 months. Think about how you want to execute, and know that if you really want targeted messages to get in front of targeted eyeballs and see views and have consumption and have awareness, consideration, and trial at retail, paid social support is going to have to be part of the mix. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.